Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
Order up.
Order Up is back, and we are ranking NFL division by division. We're starting with the division of the Super Bowl champs. That would be the Seattle Seahawks, which means the NFC West. So let's order up.
Order up, order up.
Our records last year were not great. D, you were 1-3. I was 2-2. So not great all the way around. Let's see if we can do better this year. From 4-1, who you got in the NFC West?
All right, so I'm going to start off with the Cardinals. Okay, because I just... They can't even get their damn quarterback to come to camp. You know, Jacoby Brissett's wanting more money. They got the kid Carson Beck, who everybody hates. They did get Love, the running back from Notre Dame in the draft. Marvin Harrison Jr. is still there, but I think Mike LaFleur is the coach.
Oh, that's right.
Who's Matt LaFleur's little brother.
Matt LaFleur's little brother
is a football team somehow. Yep. So this spells last place to me. Number three, I'm going to go with the 49ers. You know, I think Christian McCaffrey actually played in almost every game last year, but he touched the ball a lot last year. And I just think that's going to be tough for him to do again. They did get Mike Evans. They've got Brock Purdy. They've got Fred Warner. Kittle is coming off of an Achilles injury. I don't know how much he's going to be able to play this season. And they do get hurt. Team gets hurt. Play for Kyle Shanahan and get hurt. So I think they're going to come in third. Second place, I think it's going to be the defending Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks. Yep, Sam's back. But Sam's not perfect. JSN is really, really good. I believe they have a rookie named Price, running back. You know, I just think it's hard. It's hard to win in the NFL, and I don't know if they can replicate that. And then first place, it's hard not to pick the Rams with knowing that they have Myles Garrett, the understanding that Aaron Donald might come back. You've got Matt Stafford. Like, this is their last run. They got Puka Nacua, Devontae Adams. Like, they're making Kyron Williams, Blake Corum. They're making a run, you know, and this is maybe the last hurrah. And it's hard not to believe that they won't come in first. Sam Kroenke, somehow his teams are always competitive. They're always in the mix. What do you got to see?
Fuck them picks.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Check out Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits, or red lights. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ.
So, we are in agreement on the Cardinals. It's kind of hard not to be. Jacoby Brissett is your starter. Minshew is your backup. Carson Beck is your third string currently. Now, when Brissett can win you a couple games, Minshew can win you a couple games. All right, that leaves you with 4 wins. Congratulations. That's awesome. Good for you. Jeremiah Love, we'll see. He's going to get a lot of burn. And you have Tyler Algier as his backup. So, yeah, that's not a bad running back room, right? Marvin Harrison Jr. showed flashes. Michael Wilson, actually, is a pretty decent wideout. And you have Kendrick Bourne. You have Trey McBride. He's still there. So you got some offensive weapons. Can the quarterback play be good enough? You know, I don't need you to be Brock Purdy. I don't need you to be Sam Darnold. I don't need you to be Matt Stafford. I just need you to not fuck this up. If you can do that, you might sneak in some wins. But can't see it, especially when Jacoby Brissett kind of doesn't want to go to work. So, Cardinals in DFL in the NFC West. Third place, this might shock you. I'm going to go with the reigning, defending Super Bowl champions, the Seattle Seahawks. Everything broke right for them last year. Sam Darnold played out of his freaking mind. And he may be due for a little trip down the ladder a little bit. You lost Kenneth Walker. Yes, you drafted Jadarian Price. Charbonnet is your starting running back. Can Charbonnet be a lead running back? He's been part of a tandem with Walker, right? You have George Halani. Can he move up the pecking order? And let's be real here. Outside of JSN, you have Cooper Kupp that has an injury problem, right? He has a pretty long injury history. Rashid Shaheed, he's known to get banged up a little bit. Then you have the immortal Jake Bobo. I believe he's your fourth. Good job, Bobo. And you don't really have a tight end to speak of, right? You have AJ Barner. It's not exactly Noah Fant, right? That's not exactly George Kittle. That's leaves a lot to be inspired. It's not even Tyler Higbee. So I think that the offense is going to slide. The defense is going to be really good because Bob McDonald's defenses are usually really good. They're a year older, right? Emin Wari's on the PUP list to start the year, to at least start training camp. So we'll see what happens there. But that defense is going to play. Can the offense show up? And I think they're due for a slide. Second place, I'm going to go with the Niners. I think that wide receiver room, that revamping, is going to be helpful to them, right? You get Brock Purdy, a guy like Mike Evans, who actually wants to be there, unlike Mr. Ayuk. I think that makes a difference, right? Ricky Pearsall showed he can do the job. Christian Kirk is your third wide receiver. That's pretty decent. You can win with that. The key to this is Christian McCaffrey. You're right. He had a lot of touches last year, and this offense runs through Christian McCaffrey. Can he hold up? Historically, that answer has been no. And if that's the case, who is filling that up? Is it Jordan James? Is it Isaac Garendo? Is it Kalen Black? Is it somebody off the scrap heap? Is it somebody in free agency? Somebody that gets cut? Or a veteran? Like, we don't know. But it's something to look at. It's something to consider. Because Christian McCaffrey, especially in this offense, like you said before, this offense is designed to get people hurt. So, we shall see. But I like the infusion of talent. I like that. And you also added, on the defensive side of the ball, you added Odighizuwa from the Cowboys. You have a new defensive end to pair along with Nick Bosa, Drain Greenlaw, Fred Warner. you got a guy who can get after the quarterback. So the defense minus Robert Saleh losing the coordinator, you're probably going to, there's going to be some sting there, but there's enough talent to keep it there. And number one, come on now. It's the Rams. It is the Rams. You add Myles Garrett to that team. Yes, you traded Jared Verse, but you got Myles Garrett, and you might also be getting Aaron Donald back. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Plus you have Kobe Turner. Plus you have Braden Fisk, Byron Young. Yeah, you're good. Like, you got Trent McDuffie from the Chiefs. Trent McDuffie's a good corner. That's pretty damn solid. That's pretty goddamn solid. The question is health. Matthew Stafford is always banged up, right? He's got the weapons. You got Devontae Adams. You have Puka Nacua. You have Kyren Williams. You have Kobe Parkinson, Corum, Higby. Come on. If somebody goes down, who's stepping up? Right? Who's going to step up? Who's going to replace Puka? Who's going to replace Devontae Adams? If Matthew Stafford needs to miss time, are they going to Ty Simpson? Are they going to the rookie that they drafted in the first round? Or are they going to go Stetson Bennett? Are they going to go to the guy who's been in the system for a bit? I don't know. We shall see. But that offensive line needs to protect Matthew Stafford. Because without Matthew Stafford, this team's dead in the water. Completely dead in the water. Those are our picks. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a line on X at faderoutedz and let us know who you got in the NFC West. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we order up the AFC West.
Okay. Let's see here. The Roberts thing.
Finally.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.